Costs and keep your kingdom or car roadworthy, all at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Tuesday, February 10th, 2026 edition. Again, if you would like the flyer for the new restaurant, downtown Gaylord at the old Iron Pig Smokehouse location, text me Speakeasy and my phone will automatically send it back to you. Let's see. Let's get into this story. I know, Randy. Steve up there in Gatesville explained it to me. They don't have a bar. They sell alcohol now at the gas station or party store, whatever. I know it's too long to put in a text. They don't have a bar. Got it. Pat says, yep, I got it from Ian. He sent it out in a blast. And Christian Marcus gave me a thumbs up. So greatly appreciate you guys hearing about it. Again, if you like the flyer, I've already programmed it into my phone folder. Speakeasy. Text me Speakeasy and I'll send you the flyer. You can see the new name of the restaurant. It's really cool. Prohibitioned. Prohibition ED. No, that's not erectile dysfunction. It's a made-up word, prohibitioned. And they felt that it happened in the 1920s. Well, it happened again in 2020. That's what happened to that location. And so basically, they're back opened up after the construction. And you'll go next door and enter through the speakeasy door. And it's a 1920, 1930 theme that they put inside there. So they're going to do an opening tonight starting at 4 o'clock, and it will run through Saturday. So go check it out. Tell Ian Trucker Randy sent you. One of the things that we're looking at, there is a bar on the north end of the township that wasn't allowed before. Okay. All right. We're done with Pickford. Moving on to other stories that is kind of interesting. Every Monday in the afternoon, they have these political pundit Mondays. And they talk with politicos down in Lansing about basically the events of the week. Well, three of the pundits answered how the special election turnout in red areas of Louisiana and Texas portend the midterm turnout as to what they're going to be. Also, what effect will artificial intelligence will have on campaign? And they asked them their opinion about if the Kid Rock endorsement of John James for governor could lead eventually to the Donald Trump endorsement. And would that help John James or actually hurt John James in the August 4th primary? Well, Louisiana Democrat Chastity Martinez was the latest special election winner to win a seat in a district won by President Trump during the 2024 election. Also, Democrat Taylor Raymet did the same thing in another red Texas district. Well, Mers asked if Republicans should be worried about the massive losses in wide margin Republican districts heading into this year's midterm elections. It happened in Louisiana and it happened in Texas. And potentially could happen on May 5th here in the state of Michigan. Well, one of the politicos they talked to, Institute for Public Policy Social Research Communications Director Tony Zambit, said the Republicans should be, quote, extremely worried, and that history shows that the party in power in the White House loses seats during the midterms. Add on a presidency that seems to be incredibly unpopular right now, they should be worried about their prospects. Now, with that said, they've got several months here to change the narrative and try to claw back some of what looks to be their peril. Resch Strategies President Matt Resch agreed. This should be a pretty bright flashing light, like a check engine light on the dashboard regarding the 2026 elections. And they'd be absolute fools to ignore it. Another Politico Innovative Public Affairs founding partner, Michael Stroud, said Republicans needed vision and authenticity. Dealing with the Epstein files, the high cost of living, and a consistently divisive culture have voters less excited to vote for Republicans right now. Politics, however, is fickle, and Republicans need to remember what gets the jobs done. He went on to say he thinks the Republicans need to focus on education and fighting for children. Could be a model to fight the current environment. I absolutely disagree. I agree with James Carville's advice to then candidate for president of the United States, Bill Clinton. Hey, it's all about the economy, stupid. You see, not everybody has filed their income taxes yet. We're in the process of doing it for last year, but we're getting everything together and we're making an appointment for next week. Have you filed your 2025 income taxes yet? Well, one thing that some people who have already done it have called me, they texted me. They were shocked to learn that their refund for this year, as 2,000, 3,000, one guy said it was 4,500 more than it was last year. If you haven't filed your taxes yet under the new Big Beautiful Bill Act, you need to do it. That's money in your pockets. That's number one. Number two, they're talking about the price of gasoline may be below $2 a gallon before the 4th of July. That's the trending. I filled up the vehicles down at Costco over the weekend. I was there on Saturday to basically give Miss Vicky's Jeep a bath and fill it up with gas for the week. $2.32 a gallon at the Costco in Traverse City. Pump price was $2.44. Got 12 cents a gallon discount for using the Costco card. $2.32 a gallon. These other gas stations, Elk Rapids, I noticed Blarney Castle even finally caved into it, dropped their price down to $2.59. It's going to happen in Sheboygan. It's going to happen in Petoskey. It's going to get there eventually. But Donald Trump is saying by 4th of July, America's 250th birthday, as we're all driving to Liberty Mountain, USA, to party with Mark Farner's American band and watch his unbelievable fireworks display. Well, guess what? We're going to be paying $2 a gallon to get there. Folks, that's July 4th this summer. And guess what else? A month later, on August 4th, is going to be the primary. The primary where the parties pick their candidates. Now, for governor, let's start at the top of the ticket right here and discuss that particular race. Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Sheriff, doesn't have a snowball chance in heck of beating Jocelyn Benson in that Democratic primary. It is a foregone conclusion. Jocelyn Benson will be the Democrat nominee on election night, August 4th. Mark my words. Running against the Democrat fraudster, running as an independent, Mike Duggan, the former mayor of Detroit. And then the Republicans picking their candidate. Once that's done, it's game on, people. And it's only going to get better. Because businesses, all this money that Donald Trump has gone out across the world and asked these rich OPEC nations, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, all of these countries and businesses, Apple, talking about building a new multi-billion dollar factory here in the United States and start making iPhones here in America. All these other businesses pledging all this money coming into America is going to hit in the second quarter of this year. Why do I say that? Because Donald Trump got the commitments from them last year in 2025. Well, he's going to start calling those chips due come the second quarter of 2026. Donald Trump's economy, Donald Trump's tax cuts, Donald Trump's investments into America, and what will that do? You've been working for a company for 20 years. We talked about it yesterday with Rick Randall. You're somewhat in a rut. You like your job, you're paying your bills, your mortgage is almost paid off, you're heading into retirement. So basically, you're happy where you're at. Well, guess what? With these new businesses coming into America, coming into Michigan, you're going to have more job opportunities. The job market is going to go absolutely nuclear crazy, and wages are going to go up. Why? Supply and demand. When there's more jobs than there are employees, you know what businesses are forced to do? Offer you more money, offer you better benefits, offer you retirement plans. This is going to happen, folks, in the second quarter of this year. Right now, what we're talking about has no impact at all in the August primary. We'll continue this story in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Patriot Pat listening in, texting into the show. And if you haven't texted me ever, 231-360-5140. Send me a message, say hello. Your first name and what city you're listening to 97.7 on. Greatly appreciate it. Patriot Pat says, let's not delude ourselves into thinking that the president of the United States is the only election that these Marxist Democrats steal. I've already talked about it. What could possibly go wrong with Secretary of State in charge of our elections for this year, Jocelyn Benson? What could possibly go wrong with her overseeing the election of her becoming our next governor? Conflict of interest? Heck yeah. Look at Arizona 2022, just 4 years ago. I talked about it back then when it happened. Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State for Arizona, was a Democrat candidate running for governor against the very pretty Carrie Lake, the news reporter that was so good on taking on the fake news media. Republican candidate for governor in Arizona, endorsed by Donald Trump, a state which Donald Trump won hugely in 2016 over Hillary Clinton. Well, we all know the voting issues in 2020 in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Arizona that installed the fraudulent president, Joe Biden. Well, guess what? 2 years later, it happened again, this time on steroids. Maricopa County, 70% strong Republican supporting county. On election day of 2022, November that year, machines were having issues. They shut down the polling places in Maricopa County for 4 hours while people stood outside in 100-degree heat in November. It was a record-breaking hot day. And guess what? They wanted to vote for Katie Hobbs. They went home. Well, they extended the polling, Randy, by 4 hours and ran them until midnight instead of closing them at 8 o'clock. Yeah, after people went home, had dinner, and went to bed. And guess who won? Katie Hobbs. Now, whether you know this or not, guess who paid for Katie Hobbs' college education? And also, by the way, paid for Jocelyn Benson's college education. The George Soros Foundation. I'm not making this stuff up, people. Google it. Katie Hobbs, the current governor of Arizona, and the new to-be-elected governor, Jocelyn Benson, in the November 2026 election here in the state of Michigan, both went to college with money from the George Soros Foundation. This has been his strategy, is to get women elected to Secretary of States across America and get them to do what he wanted them to do in overseeing the elections. It happened in 2020 in Detroit. I was there. I saw it with my own eyes, the crap that went on in the basement of the TCF Center. I believe they did it again in 22. They tried to do it in 24, but Donald Trump put out something that was very clear and very obvious. Too big to rig. They couldn't mess with Michigan in 24's election because Kamala Harris was a horrible candidate and Donald Trump absolutely was able to get the American people to see the direction Biden took the country. You want four more years of this crap? No, get out and vote. And they did. And oh, by the way, have you noticed the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact? Have you noticed that that's kind of died and gone away off the radar? You know why? Because Donald Trump won the national popular vote. In 2024 November election, he got more votes nationwide on the national popular vote than any other president in the history of our presidential elections. Pat so goes on to say, notice how the delays in election reforms undermine Trump. The swamp is deep. Well, kind of funny, brother, that you texted me that message. Because I have a message from Kevin Kievsky, candidate running for attorney general here in the state of Michigan, calling on us to call Congress and the U.S. Senate and tell them to vote for the SAVE Act. Part of this budget process they're going through, part of voting on election reforms now, to get in place, to take immediate effect for this year's elections? Well, we're going to be playing that video for you in the next hour. I'm going to have it queued up and ready for you guys to hear. Delays in election reform. You dang right. Because when these Trump policies kick in this year, the whole narrative is going to change. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's